talking, little ones that you hear in spring maybe, little voices come out after storms.
Little spring frogs, I reckon.
Are they the ones that are supposed to be a sign that winter's over?
Yeah.
Do you have any other names for spring frogs?
Well, we have the old toad frogs, but they don't ever make any noise.
Yeah. Well, that was the next kind I wanted to ask you about. You got any things to say about toad frogs?
I don't know as I do. I saw one Friday morning over here where I was at work. A speckled, brown speckled frog. Just a medium size. Had a little bitty short tail. About a half inch long, there by the house.
Was he watching you do your work?
No, I moved a ladder around. I had to move some brick out of the way, and he was behind them.
What do you take when you go fishing? What do you dig up? Take his bait.
Earthworms.
What's a hard shell thing that pulls in its neck and legs?
We have turtles and terrapins.
What's the difference between a turtle and a terrapin?
Well, a turtle is good to eat and a terrapin is not.
Do you have one turtle that grows on dry land and one on in the water? Do you have any turtles that spends most of
his
time on dry land, for instance?
Well, they can all. Now, we have a loggerhead turtle. He spends all the time under the water. They can come up just a few seconds, but they mostly on the water. Now, there is another kind of turtle that I reckon he could live all day out of the water.
That's
the terrapin.
Yeah. When we were talking about worms, what other kind of worms besides earthworms are there?
Well, there's wigglers used for fish bait. They're sort of that same type worm, but they're not the regular old long earthworms.
Yeah. Are they more lively? Is that why they call them?
Yeah. Wigglers? Yeah, they wiggle. They're better fish bait.
You sometimes call them fishing worms?
Fishing worms.
Is that about all the kinds of worms?
That's about all.
When you're down in a freshwater stream, you see something that's got claws, and you turn it over on a rock and it swims away backward. What would that be?
That'd be a crawfish.
And then you're down at the ocean again, and you see something small with a fan tail, thin and almost transparent. What would that be?
That must be the crab. What's that other spider-looking thing?
This is real common. You have it in salad a lot, or cocktails you make up.
Must be shrimp.
You got more than one shrimp. What have you got?
I don't know anything about the sea animals and fish much.
Uncle Monk, if I had more than one shrimp and I gave it to you, I'd be giving you a handful of
you say swamp?
I don't know. What would it be plural? What do you say?
I really don't know.